it is definitely Monday. So I'm joined by U.S. Attorney William Holkel, and coming up on November 14th, what could be a potentially very important community gathering is coming to Lancaster High School.
Yeah, we are trying to educate the entire public on what is happening in plain sight, if you will, and that is the ever-increasing amount of overdoses attributed to both opiates and opioids. Opioids are the legal prescription pills that so many of our Western New York families have in their own medicine cabinets. Opiates are a drug that many of us thought had lost publicity or interest among the community in the late 60s, but that's heroin. And together with another synthetic drug, fentanyl, is really responsible for an ever-increasing number of deaths, to the point where now deaths from these drugs more than exceed the deaths from all of other causes of death combined.
Tell me about the importance of having this out in the suburbs, because do you sense there's still kind of that stereotype, well, this is just a problem that happens with people in the city?
I think it's predominantly a suburban problem. What we are seeing is that young people are first experimenting with prescription pills. They think that if it was produced by a big pharma company or prescribed by a doctor, nothing bad could happen to them. But in fact, within a very short amount of time, there becomes an addiction to prescription drugs such as OxyContin or hydrocodone. After that, it either becomes too expensive to buy these pills on the black market, or maybe mom or dad or grandma discover that their own child is stealing the drugs. So now that only leaves the users with heroin, and as we all know, that is a life sentence. Once you're addicted to heroin, there simply is no way you can ever be completely free from the demons of these particular substances.
And to be able to afford that fix, you sometimes got to turn to crime to get that kind of cash.
Well, that's right. You're now in the position of needing to rob from people, break into houses, or rely on the generosity of other drug dealers whose only interest is to get you in even deeper. So it's a terrible cycle. And what's perhaps most heartbreaking is we've heard today there are young people who are doing their best to try to beat this addiction. Unfortunately, they later succumb. They no longer have the same tolerance that they might have had before they went into treatment. Now they're back out, there's some sort of setback in their life, they go back to what they had been taking before, and then the law enforcement and responders find them deceased, and now, unfortunately, a lifetime tragedy for the family.
Now, some of the speakers include medical professionals, a Buffalo Bills player who... Someone with affiliation to the Buffalo Bills who battled the demons of drugs. When people show up on the 14th, what will they see?
Well, first you're going to see the warning signs. We need to educate families, friends. What are the warning signs, the possible indicators of a heroin or an opioid addiction? Secondly, what do you do about it? Where do you go for help? Thirdly, what are your options if you're already a doctor or a treatment professional? What sort of steps can you take to make sure that your practice is not being abused by those who are trying to get at the legal medicines, which are unfortunately going into the black market?
I'm good, well, thanks.